Good morning, this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Millions of dollars are set to go to opioid treatment, recovery, and prevention statewide. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
The money comes from settlement funds paid by manufacturers and distributors for their role in the opioid epidemic. The Colorado Opioid Abatement Council awarded $11 million to 24 organizations and local governments. It will go to both new facilities and expanded services. That includes treatment, recovery support, prevention, harm reduction, and services for people involved in the justice system. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After two reintroduction efforts, Colorado now has a small wolf population, but state wildlife managers said on Thursday the species is in a tenuous position. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Eric Odell manages the voter-mandated wolf restoration program for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. In a commission meeting, he said the population could grow.
However, with even just 1 year of lower survival, high mortality, or low recruitment, additional years of reintroduction may be necessary.
At least 32 wolves have made Colorado their home as of March. The state expects packs to have more pups this year, maybe boosting the population. But offspring won't necessarily outnumber deaths. In the last year alone, 10 wolves died, mostly due to natural causes. Others, however, were shot after repeatedly preying on livestock or wandering into other states. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The time is 9:06. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.